Truckers, welcome to a happy ass Friday edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywheres, Hollywood and Vine, y'all. I'm just saying, sitting here in the Florida room, enjoying a delicious day here in Hollywood on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a backslash listen behind that, mother truckers, and you can hear all the fabulous programming right here on the Crab Diving Network. When I say all of it, I mean all of it. Okay, so listen in. The Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7s West Coast. That would be 10s on the East Coast, meaning every day at 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. You can fill your ear holes with the deliciousness that is the Hollywood Hick. And if that ain't enough for you, in the midnight hour, you can hear the previous episode. So if the Tuesday one is running, then you can hear the previous Friday one at midnight, or if that's too much work for you bitches, then just download a podcast over on the Crab Diving website, on the iTunes, on the Stitcher. But the only requirement is giving a brother 5 stars. Okay, let everybody know how fucking fabulous this shit is. All right, okay, so whatever. Also, follow a Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. I think that about covers all this shit, right? I'm thinking so. So let's get into what's going on in the world. And right here off the bat on the Hollywood Hick today, I am going to deliver you what I like to consider joy and happiness. Because thanks to my friend Jane, this morning I woke up and had the best morning surprise, which means a video that warms my heart. I love when somebody does some funny ass shit, like unintentionally just fucking hysterical funny. Like, she's already kind of cute and fun, and you can tell she's probably fun to hang out with. But there's this chick, her name is Veronica Pooh Nash Polate. Unpronounceable last names. I don't know why everybody that makes it onto the interwebs got unpronounceable last names, but that's just the way it goes, and I'm just gonna have to deal with it, right? But her name is Veronica Pooh, I'm assuming is her nickname, which subsequently was my nickname as a child. But don't be fucking using that on me anymore, because I done outgrowed it, okay? It was because I wore a lot of freaking Winnie the Pooh feety pajamas. Actually, I insisted only on Winnie the Pooh feety pajamas that you got at Sears back in the day. They had a better slide to the feety part across the linoleum floor. I'm just saying is all. But Veronica Pooh Nash Polate, she was on her way to the Lord's house the other day, and she is very, very concerned about the shark attacks that have happened off the coast of North Carolina, which is my home state, you know. And so I've been reading about it. But okay, this is what she's worried about. And then I will play you the audio from her video, because it is just too delicious to not share with the whole world out there in the Hollywood Hick land. Okay. But, apparently, just the other day, like on July 4th, the 8th person since the beginning of June had been attacked by a shark off the coast of North and or South Carolina, according to this Ocean Isle. 2 of them. Oh my goodness. I used to go there every summer with the family, because right there at Ocean Isle, y'all, you got the beach and you got the intercoastal waterway, so you could do your water skiing on the intercoastal waterway and then still go over to the beach and enjoy both. But but the intercoastal waterway is danger, because it's full of wanda weed. That's what we call that big old grass. I don't know what it's really called. That grows up on the side. That's what we always called it. I don't know what it really is. We called it the wanda weed. And let me tell you, you ain't never seen a hick move so fast as when I ate shit water skiing trying to jump across the whole wake or some shit like that. And I jumped across, ate shit, skipped across the water, ended up deep into the wanda weed where all the critters live. And it freaks me out, because there's like snakes and eels and just things that I'm not ready to deal with up in there, right? I ain't never moved so fast getting out of there. My family still talks about how fucking fast I got out of there, because I was not having it. Like, yeah, you would have thought I was Jesus walking on water for straight up reals. But apparently, Saturday's attack on 4th of July is the 8th reported incident off the North Carolina coast and the 2nd in Surf City since the beginning of June. See, 2 of them in Surf City. I've been there too. Woo-wee. But since May 15th, 3 additional attacks have been reported off the coast of South Carolina. See? Oh, my good. June, 8-year-old boy was bitten on June 24th by a shark in knee-deep water. Knee-deep water, bitches. Knee-deep water, mother truckers. You hear this? Boy suffered minor leg injuries. The thing is, I'm still not scared. I will go swimming in every ocean, because what are my chances? And honestly, I love the ocean too much. But apparently everybody's like freaking the hell out, right? Because again, like on June 11th, a 13-year-old girl suffered minor injuries. And then more attacks happened on June 14th near Oak Island, North Carolina. Been there. 13 and 16. It's all these youngins. They just like need to pay some fuck attention. You see a single fin coming at you, whether it's a dolphin or a shark, you get the fuck out the way till you know what you're dealing with. Okay, people? Okay. But said all that, right? Also, what happened was this woman, Veronica Poonash, I love her saying her name, Veronica Poonash Poliate. I hope I'm saying that last name right. If not, I'm sorry. I'm not good with pronouncing names. Hell, I'm not even good with remembering names. That's where being Southern comes in handy because I can sweetie and darling people to death. And then they think I'm being honest when really I just can't fucking remember your name, right? But they buy it. And it's still genuine. It's just I don't remember your fucking name. And it's horrible. Like, I should do better at that because when I host comedy shows, I can't ever remember anybody's name because I've never really forced myself to remember names because I can sweetie and darling my way through it. It's ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. But okay. So here is Veronica Poonash Poliate on her way to the Lord's house. Now, I want to remind you, like, keep in mind while you are listening to this, that she is making this video while she is driving her car to the Lord's house, all right? So we'll address that on the flip side, but I just want you to keep that in mind while you're listening to this, that this whole thing is being recorded while she is driving, not a passenger, but the driver of the car on the way to Sunday services, I'm assuming, because she said she's going to church, whatever. Here is Veronica Poonash Poliate. Just plan to get your heart warmed this morning or this evening or this afternoon. Whatever fucking time of day it is you're listening to the Hollywood Hit, you're just going to get warmed. Okay? Okay. So here you go, mother truckers. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video. Because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful when you're vacationing. You know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. Okay? The ocean is the shark's house. Okay? I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance, okay? Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait, okay? And stay out the woods, too. Don't go fooling around with the bears, either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the sharks. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no. So if you're going to, I just want you to be safe. Be happy. Be fat. Whatever meat is on your bones, rejoice in it today. Hallelujah. I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. God love you. God keep you. And stay out them oceans. Jesus.
Oh my God. Could I be more in love? I do not think I could be. Yeah. The only thing I think I love more right now is Dolly Parton, because that love is without end. Always will be. I'm telling you, Dolly Parton is my Jesus. That's how I look at it. As much as this woman loves Jesus, I love Dolly Parton. I'm just saying as all. But how awesome is Veronica Poonash Poliate. I love her. I think when you start something with I will rejoice and eat meat in it, oh my good Lord, have mercy on us all. I instantly fell in love. She was like, I love it. My spirit was troubled. Somebody got ate up by another shark. Like somebody else got ate up by a shark. I just love how she talks. She makes me so happy. She makes me so happy. She's like, you is in the shark. The ocean is the shark's house. Shark has a right to eat you up. She's completely right. You are in the shark's house. And like, you can't control that shark. And that's the only thing. It's like when it's something like a shark attacks, I don't like it when they go in and try to get rid of that shark. I mean, that shark was just doing shark things, right? He was just doing shark things. That shark has a right to eat you up. Just like if a chicken walks up in her house, going to get ate up. For real. If a pig comes in her house, right on the plate. I agree with this woman 100%. If a chicken walks up in my house, the chances are you're going to end up ate up. Probably pretty good. Actually, no, it's probably not. If I was back home on the farm, it would, because my grandma would have just snapped his neck and we would have made dinner out of it. But I ain't never snapped no chicken's neck, so I probably won't do that. But if a dead chicken walked up into my house, that is going right on the plate, maybe in the pot, make a stew or something. I don't fucking know. But we would be doing something. Pigs on the plate, always. I am a firm believer in pork products make everything better. And the Hollywood Hick here can barbecue some of the best pork meat you will ever eat in the history of your life ever with the Hollywood Hick special family recipe for Carolina barbecue that will make your toes curl and you want to have yourself. That's how good that fucking pork meat is. I'm just saying this out. But I love how she keeps going. She's like, and stay out the woods too. The ocean is not the only place you need to avoid. You also need to avoid the woods, because if you go in there, you in the bear's house apparently, and the bears will eat your ass up too. Oh my god, how much do I love this chick? How much do I love her? How much do I love her? And I love her. She's like my whole body. Like, she's like, I love how she points out that black people can't swim, because from what I understand, for the most part, a lot of black people can't swim. But I love how she points out, my whole body is a floating device, which is true, because she is a very large woman. That's why she was saying how, like, those sharks would love to feast. How excited would a shark be to see me? Because she's like, there is so much of me to go around. That shark would be having a feast banquet, because she is a BBW, one of those big, beautiful women. I love her. I love her so much. But, okay, this is my thing. She is telling us about how we need to, like, exercise safety when we go to the beach. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean, because you're going to shark's house and you will be end up ate and dead, right? And then she also said, don't go in the woods because the bears will eat you and then you will be dead, right? But what she doesn't point out is she is making this video while she is driving down the road to the Lord's house. Okay, y'all. So, Veronica, poo honey, poo baby, would you please make this video before you leave the house, or maybe once you get to the Lord's house? We don't need you driving down the road, because I was watching you, honey. Because if you look, I posted this video also to the Hollywood Hick Facebook page. So if you want to see her do it, because she's cute as a pie. She's cute as a button, sweet as pie. I love her. I'm in love. I'm in love. If I was straight, I would be looking for one Veronica Poo Nash Poliet, which I'm assuming she's married, because she looks, cause got two last names listed, which probably came from Facebook, because most ladies put their maiden name in there. So dumbasses like me who don't even know they're married. No, that's the person I grew up with and went to school with or whatever's, right? Right. So what I'm saying is, honey, put the phone down when you're driving, because I was watching and you were paying more attention to that phone than you were to where you were driving, okay? So now you don't want to kill anybody on accident on the way to the Lord's house. That will ruin your whole Sunday experience when you get there all a mess because you just killed some child who was running across the street because you were making a video about how people get ate up by sharks. Then you're going to feel really bad. So sugar, stop that shit, right? And stay out of them oceans. Jesus, woman, Jesus. Stay out them oceans. Oh, but Lord, I'm in love. I'm in love with one Veronica Poo Nash Poliet. I love Poo. She's my new favorite. Right now, my new internet exception. Internet obsession is Poo. Veronica Poo. That's what I'm going to start calling her. V-Poo. V-Poo Nash Poliet. I love her. I love her to dance. So, I hope that warmed everybody's heart here on the Hollywood Hit, because it just made my whole day when I watched that this morning, because she is hysterical. Like, genuinely, looks like she's genuinely a super nice person, although she needs to quit talking to the celery phone while she is driving down the street, okay? Now, that is not safety, Poo, honey, Poo baby. That is not safety, okay? I'm just saying is all. So, what else? Oh. So guess who is still in the course of getting his all kind of comeuppance in the world of about time somebody got some fucking comeuppance. But our buddy Bill Cosby, still ain't looking good for him, y'all. It is still not looking good for him because, you know, I was talking about last episode how they had to release these papers and or the depositions. Part of it got released. And now the chick who is basically saying, yo, dude, no, we need to be releasing all of it, is this Andrea Constant chick. I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on, whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on. And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit, and it still automatically plays shit. Why the fuck is that? Then I put these ad blocker things on here and it fucks up my whole flow on here. Good Lord, I am trying to have, I was out full of sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness after listening to my new girlfriend, Veronica Pooh Nash Poliate. That's exactly who I'm talking about. And then this thing has to go on and piss me off. So let me push back down the inner hell no that jumped up and tried to snatch away all my sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness and Dolly Parton feelings and continue on with this. But what I was getting at is, apparently somebody is having a complete major fall from grace and this shit just ain't getting any better, because I just read that Mr. Cosby, Mr. Gross Ass Liar McLiar Pants Liar Face, has done been dropped by his agents. Apparently CAA, one of the big agencies out here in Hollywood land, told the Deadline website people, we do not represent him at this time. Apparently they quietly dumped his ass a while back. People tried to get his Hollywood Walk of Fame star snatched up, him and the Donald Trump and his loud mouth, but apparently they're gonna stay put, which it's like, okay, those can, it's like, I don't know, it's like they did sort of like whatever they're like outside of entertainment things they did, I guess they can have their star at least for now. But also I hope people go over there and like just like moon it and like put the butt print on it or something and like just make it generally unappealing to like the rest of, well, actually most of the stars on Hollywood Walk of Fame anyway are just falling the fuck apart. It's like you walk down and it's also the slippery, don't ever let it get a little bit wet out there. Thank God it doesn't happen very often, but that is the slipperiest. You don't know how many times I about bust my ass walking down Hollywood Boulevard on them stars because of whatever those freaking blocks or whatever they're made out of, it is made out of the slipperiest stuff ever. I have to walk like a Clydesdale, making my feet go up high and down so that way I don't freaking fall down walking down, because that would be embarrassing. Just like Bill Cosby said it would be embarrassing for these depositions to come out, which it was, because it was embarrassing because you are lying McLiar Pants. I'm just saying is all. But what happened was the chick who had sued him with that case that he settled back in 2005 where all these deposition stuff came out. Now, they only released a little part of it from what I understand. But according to here over here, I will admit to, I'm looking at this on the Fox News website of sorts, but it's giving me all the information I want. And so I'm just going to go with it. Fuck it. I usually try not to click on Fox News, but this one had everything I wanted in one place. And sometimes I will just make concessions. I'm just saying it's all. But what I'm saying is, Bill Cosby's first accuser had asked a judge to release the comedian's full deposition in her sex assault lawsuit, saying that Cosby, his lawyers, and agents broke the confidentiality agreement that sealed the 2006 court settlement. See, they were supposed to keep their mouth shut. She did. They did not, right? So her lawyer argues that in a sanctions motion, whatever the fuck a sanctions motion is, it's some sort of legalese, I'm assuming. But Wednesday, she did that. And that she's saying that the entire deposition should be made public, including questions Cosby answered under oath about his use of Quaaludes and other drugs, his alleged use of hush money to silence women, his deal to have an accuser's story spiked, and his alleged affairs with other women. Like, yeah, remember the other story where he sold his daughter out? His daughter. Because National Enquirer was going to put a story out about him doing all of this untoward nonsense. And he said, don't do that. I'll give you this story about my drug addict daughter. And you can run with that story and make her look bad and not me. He threw his own daughter under the bus. That is how horrible of a person Bill Cosby is. And really, I've got to get through more of this story because I've got to scroll down past this picture of his fucking smug ass, sanctimonious face that I want to fucking punch. Actually, what I'd like to do to his face is freaking Marky Mark it and take a 2x4 to it. I won't do it because I'm not that kind of person, but there is nothing to stop me from fantasizing about that shit. I'm just saying is all. Right, mother truckers? He needs to be cracked upside the head with a 2x4 by every lady, all 49 ladies that say he went and drugged them and did untoward nonsense to him. Even Beverly Johnson, who was smart enough to run for her life as the freaking shit was kicking in, and she called him a motherfucker to his face, and that makes her one of my heroes. But her lawyer said Cosby and his representatives broke the confidentiality agreement with public comments made over the years and again this week, but Constant has been powerless to respond, right? I agree with that. Whew, finally got to scroll. I don't have to see his smug-ass face anymore, right? The release of these documents will assist other women who have been victimized and bring awareness to the fact that sexual assault is not just committed with a knife or a gun, but is also committed by mentors who engage in exploitive behaviors. We're looking at you, gross McGross pants. Liar McLiar face Cosby. But Cosby's lawyers did not immediately return calls because they don't have a leg to stand on anymore. They are completely, there's nothing more to say. He is stone cold mother trucking busted. I don't care what Whoopi Goldberg says. I can't believe she's still defending him. We're going to talk about that in a minute after I get through this, because Judd Apatow is like serving her up a dose of what the fuck, bitch. But yeah, because I'm about to break the fuck up with one Whoopi Goldberg. But this thing goes, he's like, but the CAA dropped him. That's what they're talking about here. This motion came after a U.S. judge, we said this last time on the Hollywood Hick here. Download that one if you hadn't listened to it on the iTunes or the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com. And you can hear, because I spent like 30 minutes on this shit last week, or not last week, last the other day. Good Lord, it all blends sometimes, right? Show enough does. But the experts, according to this, because we already like, whatever, it was released because it was in stark contrast, according to the judge, between Cosby, the public moralist, who was always out there telling people how to live their lives, especially black people, like shaming them and looking down on them and all of that stuff, while the whole time he is one of the most notorious serial rapists ever, been doing it for decades and getting away with it because of his public stature. It's absurd to me. Like, I hope all of this shit comes out, because I cannot wait. Like, I'm just gonna be like the best. I don't even read anything much more than like internet news and comic books, because I have a short attention span sometimes. But I will fucking comb through that bitch, because it will just bring me so much joy to be able to go like, see, pat myself on the back. Hollywood Hick was right all along, right from the get go. I was like, nah. Because I believed it since 2000 and Mother Truckin' 5. I believe it since 2000 Mother Truckin' 5. I've been saying, anytime he comes up, I would tell you he rapes people. Like Hannibal Buress, he was like, it's common knowledge. All you got to do is look it up. It's not like he said anything bombshell. It's just he brought it back to attention because somebody posted a freaking video on the interwebs. Be careful of the interwebs. It will fucking jack your ass up. It will raise you to the highest of highs, but apparently it can take you to the lowest of lows, too. Apparently, the excerpts, okay, we went through this, excerpt showed that Cosby admitted he had obtained Quaaludes in the 70s. He's like a 7 bottles full that he then held on to, apparently. So after they were outlawed, he was still using the Quaaludes, which isn't that illegal. And isn't it illegal to give somebody a prescribed pill that ain't prescribed to them? I'm just saying it's all nuts, right? Apparently, frustrated by Cosby and all his lawyers' attempts to dodge questions, I think this was during the depositions back in the 2005 Andrea Constead case, right? The lawyer Troiani went to court then to force Cosby and his lawyers to cooperate. Like, they were not going to even answer. Like, you are being sued and you're not going to answer questions in a deposition because you have this like self-entitled cone of privacy around you. That's why I love that the judge, when they're releasing this stuff, he was like, no, you do not get your self-imposed cone of privacy. You get to play by the same rules as everybody else. After 2 years, this shit can be released. We're playing by the same rules. Fuck you, shove it up your ass. Here you go, Associated Press. Run with it. And that's exactly what they did. But apparently, she forced Cosby and his lawyers to cooperate in the pre-trial deposition. She asked that the judge force the comedian to answer 50 questions about his lifestyle, drug use, and sexual encounters with 13 other Jane Doe women who had come forward to say Cosby had molested and perhaps drugged them years earlier. So, like, this chick, Andrea Constant, had 13 other women backing her up. That's some pretty damning fucking testimony right there, right? Completely. 13 other credible women, not associated really in any way other than the fact that Bill Cosby drugged and diddled them while they were passed out and raped them and did Lord knows what, because they can't remember what happened because they were drugged. And this gross McGross pants liar McLiar face is down there sucking on their toes and sucking on Lord knows what else and putting things places. It's just unheard of to me. I just can't believe there's anybody anywhere who still supports this man. Hello, Felicia Rashad. Hello, Camille Cosby, his wife who has turned a blind eye for Lord knows how many years. It is common knowledge that he is a freaking horrible, hypocritical person, and you need to like come out and be like, you know what? Enough is enough. Put your foot down. Be a woman and fucking stand up for yourself instead of being a fucking doormat. Take all that money you can get before these people take it in a fucking civil suit. Okay? Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Jeebus mother trucking Christ. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But whatever. So it went on. So eventually the deposition proceeded because on account of we just read excerpts from it. Although some of the women engaged in consensual relations with Cosby, their accounts substantiated defendants' alleged predilection for somnophilia. That's what this lawyer is going after now. She's saying that he has somnophilia, which that is a term used to describe someone aroused by having sexy times with an unconscious person. Now, I take issue with this. I just disagree with this assertion. Like, maybe there's some of that in there, but I think for somebody like Bill Cosby, it's a power thing more than it is he's got somnophilia, where he likes to like diddles people who are asleep. I think he liked to diddle people while they were asleep because then he had complete power, and that's what he was going for. He's always wanted to be the one in control. You can tell, like, it's like whatever, it's just, it's a control, it's a power thing. I don't know, there might be a little tinge of somnophilia, but I honestly think it's a power thing, and it's an ego thing, and it's a freaking all of that nonsense. And he's a horrible person, because I've talked about it before. I love how Richard Pryor's wife, she said that she didn't like him. She fucking called his ass out early on. She's like, no, he used to always give Richard shit and tell Richard that he needed to clean up his act, when really Richard was dirty on the outside because he was fucking funny, but clean on the inside, right? And like, he was generally a good person and would never do anything like this. He had his own demons, but he wasn't going around serial raping and drugging women all over the place for decades and decades, right? So then she pointed out, she's like, but Cosby, he is clean on the outside but straight up dirty on the inside. And that woman has completely right. You know, I hope she's patting the fuck out of herself on the back. That's all I've got to say about that, right? But this shit keeps going. So apparently Cosby settled the case after his deposition for an unknown sum. Of course they seal all of this shit because he's like, hello, it'll be embarrassing. Because you know why? It is embarrassing because you are a serial rapist, and that's embarrassing when everybody finds that out, when you have purported yourself to be America's dad. Please note air quotes and major eye rolling as I said America's dad. Right? I just did it again while I was like repeating it. I can't stop myself. It just doesn't stop. But apparently he's like, his lawyers will not return any message seeking comments since the release of the deposition. Of course not. How do you defend that? I don't know. Because they fought it and lost. Ha ha. Fucking had to like Ralph him. Ralph. That's his name. Ralph. No, or is it Ralph? Or no. No. Nelson. That's it. But however, ABC reported that an unidentified Cosby associate in a statement this week said Cosby settled the suit to save us. This is the part that this is why he needs to be just freaking smacked upside the head. I swear to God. Or actually, I should say, I swear to Dolly. He's like the Cosby associate said Cosby settled the suit to save accusers the embarrassment of testifying in open court. Bullshit. I call 110,000,000% bullshit on that statement. Who are you trying to save from embarrassment by testifying in open court? I would have to say that would be one Mr. Gross McGross Face Liar McLiar Pants Liar Face Bill Mother Trucking Cosby. That's what I'm saying. His bitch ass is the one who will be getting embarrassed to testify in court. These women, they've already been through all this shit. Like, it probably would be maybe a little bit of relief for some of them to see him have to like admit to the shit that he did and be taken down for the shit that he did and have to be accountable for something for once. And maybe it's not them personally, but there's like some accountability on there to just give them a little bit of freaking closure. Oh, this shit just dropped. See, all my rainbow sparkles, glitter, and deliciousness. Because this man just gets under my skin. This whole story just bothers me for some reason, just completely bothers me. But it went on and said, and then Cosby's representatives have since said that the statement didn't come from anyone in the comedian's camp. again, liar, McLiar pants, McLiar face, liarson. That's all that is. But on this Troiani, I like her. She was not having it. Pointed to that statement in support of her motion. She also said that because the unsealed material, I've scrolled and lost my place. Here we go. The unsealed material does not include Cosby's full answers. Supporters could argue that the seminal question of his admission to administering Quaaludes to sex partners was taken out of context. The question was, did you give Quaaludes to ladies for sexy times? And he said yes. How do you take that out of context? I don't know. Oh, if it is taken out of context, how about you give us the whole thing so that we can ascertain that for ourselves instead of have to rely on you people who are already proven to be liar McLiarsons? I don't get it. How am I supposed to have any think you're credible in any way? If you don't think there's anything to be like that you've done anything wrong, then unseal the whole fucking thing. Let us read it. Make up for our minds for ourselves. Maybe Whoopi fucking Goldberg will come on board finally and quit going on TV spouting all this kind of nonsense because she's loyal to her friend. I don't give a fuck. Dude, if my friend, even if my best buddy had come out that he had fucking been serial raping for decades by giving people drugs and then having sexy times with their passed out comatose body, I would be like, yo, dude, I can't be running around with somebody who does that shit, and I will not condone that shit in any way, shape, form, or fashion. You can do a lot of untoward nonsense, but this is one where I'd have to put my foot down and be like, yo, you got some answering to do. Go do your answering, and then maybe we can talk about continuing this here friendship. But until you do your answering, fuck you, mother trucker. I ain't gonna be privy to that stuff. So it just bothers me. We're gonna talk about that in a second once I get to the end of this shit, right? So, she also said that the unsealed material does not include Cosby's full answers. Supporters could argue that the seminal question of his admission to administering Quaaludes to sex partners was taken out of context. Okay, that's what we just said. Sorry, I backtracked. She said making public the entire deposition and written settlement would let people decide if that's the case. See, that's what I'm saying. Let me make up my mind. If you're so right, then let me see it. But Cosby's statements might also be of interest to women now suing him for sexual assault and defamation. Of course they are. You know Janice Dickens is over there freaking having herself. She's like, yes, and I've said it millions of times. If Janice Dickinson is more credible than you, you got problems. Really, you got, honestly, because she's like completely telling the truth. I am 100% on this one. Like, there's other shit she might have been like fabricating or exaggerating or just embellishing, whatever you want to call it. But in this instance, I am completely on Janice. I think she is telling the complete truth, because if you follow the timeline of everything she told Howard Stern this story way back before all this happened, according to her publisher, she wanted to put it in her book. They wouldn't let her. She's been talking about it on and off all since, but nobody would let her because Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby and supposedly untouchable. Well, that shit changed and she fucking was like, no, I ain't gonna take it anymore. She had had it. She's a loudmouth. Good for her. Keep being a loudmouth, Janice. Keep it up. They keep going. Cosby's never been charged with a crime and has repeatedly denied the allegations. I don't give a fuck. If you never charged, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And you got 49 women who are saying a similar story who are not really connected to each other in any way other than this shit happened to them. I don't understand how people can't wrap their brain around that. It's too much for me to understand. I don't get it. But most of the sexual misconduct accusations are more than a dozen years old, which means the criminal charges are past the statute of limitations, blah, 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 blah. The whole thing is just fucking gross. I think there's a little bit more here to it. But oh, they're trying to get his Presidential Medal of Freedom took back, and that would be kind of interesting if that had happened. Apparently, the Promoting Awareness Victim Empowerment launched the campaign Wednesday through the White House We the People website. Oh, that's for take the Presidential Medal of Honor back. And the group says it's working with women who have accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them. It's collected about 2,000 signatures in a couple of days. And so this shit is not happening. And apparently, they've taken him off. They're about to take him off the like something else. Oh, here it is. President George W. Bush presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Cosby in 2002, citing his revolutionary portrayal of blacks on television and his interest and dedication to education. Apparently, they did not reference his dedication to serial raping women by drugging them with Quaaludes and three half Benadryls. That's the biggest dumb shit I ever heard. I didn't give her the Quaaludes. The one I raped, I just gave three half of Benadryls. Bullshit. Even the lawyer was like, go try to sell me a bridge in fucking Kansas on the fucking some beachfront property. That's what I meant to say, in Kansas. You can buy bridges in Kansas. I'm sure they got bridges in Kansas. But the groups that's trying to get this executive director says Bill Cosby's name does not belong among that distinguished list. And they are right. I'm just saying is all. straight up bullshit. It drives me nuts. I don't know why it drives me. I don't know why I feel so personally invested in this story. But shit also just bugs the fuck out of me. It's like people like Whoopi Goldberg. One, a woman. And two, a black woman. But the thing is, I think sometimes she just plays devil's advocate just to do it, because she did the same thing with a bunch of other stuff. But apparently, you know, Judd Apatow, he's like directs all these movies with like all of these, like, I don't know, like what was it, fuck, I don't know, all those freaking funny movies, a bunch of funny movies. I can't think of one off the top of my head, which normally I'm really good at that, but right now I can't because my inner hell no is going crazy. But according to the People magazine people, Judd Apatow, one of the most vocal critics of Bill Cosby since his alleged sexual assaults came to light, right? He's been tweeting up a storm about it, and I completely agree with him. But Whoopi Goldberg came out on The View the other day saying that he hasn't been convicted of any crime and should be considered innocent until proven guilty. That same bullshit. But it's like, Whoopi Sugar, let me explain something to you before we really break the fuck up for good. And I used to love you. You made fucking Color Purple in my hometown back in North Carolina. You were staying just over the way. You lived right across the parking lot from my best friend. We would see you around, and Quincy Jones, like whatever. We loved you. I loved your comedy special way back then. Jumpin' Jack Flash is one of my all-time favorite cheesy movies. I fucking love that movie, right? But we are about to break the fuck up because you need to learn how to pull your fucking head out your ass and quit being a moron. Okay, so she's trying to. He has not been convicted of a crime. You know why? Because those statute of limitations ran out. And how many women is it going to take for you to wake the fuck up? But Judd Apatow says it better than me. Apatow rejects Goldberg's reasoning entirely, saying that presuming his innocence also presumes his dozens of accusers are lying. You get that, Whoopi? That's what I'm trying to say. And with the unsealing this week of 2005 court documents in which Cosby admitted to giving a woman Quaaludes and then having sex with her, the Bridesmaids director, oh, see, that's it. He did Bridesmaids and a bunch of other shit. Like, what's that one where, like, Katherine Heigl got knocked up? Knocked up. That was it. Like, that kind of shit, right? But he like, challenged Goldberg to stop. So he started tweeting, and he's like, one of his tweets, I think Whoopi Goldberg is trying to be a loyal friend. It is sad that Bill Cosby is so sick that he puts his friends in that position. I completely agree with that. But he didn't stop there, right? He's like, but Whoopi Goldberg, he admitted to giving this to women to get them to have sex. So what are you defending? Remember, Whoopi Goldberg, he paid off women to avoid the courts. So you can't say the courts didn't convict him. He used wealth to avoid it. You get that? He could have been convicted, but he used his wealth to avoid it. Okay? He just paid the bitches out. That's what mobsters do, Whoopi. Okay? That's what fucking Al Capone did. That's what fucking Lucky Luciano did. That's what fucking mobsters do. Fucking Gotti and fucking all these people. That's the kind of shit that they do. And then he goes on. He doesn't even stop. He goes, it is sad that he betrayed his community and it has soiled his achievements, but he did it, not the press. 7 prescriptions at Whoopi Goldberg. I love it. Then he still doesn't stop. I believe it is wise to be careful, but at some point we need to support the survivors of his violence. You get that, Whoopi? That's the most important part right there. Is as a woman, I find it unconscionable that you would not at least have a modicum of freaking, what's the word, empathy, support, anything for these women who are coming out saying, this happened to me. And do you honestly believe there's only 49 of them? That's bullshit. There's no way on Dolly's earth that we could ever just be 49. It can ever just be 49. It's not. I highly find that suspect. I find that completely suspect. If the number stops at 49, because I expect it to grow, because what's going to happen, he cannot be criminally charged, but civilly, there's people are going to be coming after his ass. That's why I'm like, Camille, get your fucking chunk of that change and get the fuck out before he loses it all, and you ain't got a pot to piss in either. Honey, take those blinders on. Open your eyes to the world that's out there. You too, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. Because I'm broke the fuck up with you too until you come out and say I was wrong, like Jill Scott had the common sense to do. Come out and say I was wrong. But apparently Goldberg has not responded to Apatow because she can't. If she does, she's an idiot. She should just shut the fuck up about it at this point, really. But I would like her to come out and say, you know what, I've thought about this. I've meditated on this. I've gave this some reflection. And Bill Cosby is gross ass McGross pants, and 49 women do not need to be ignored because you're being a pain in the ass. But she did respond on the like telling people to back off, something like that. She was like, I can think whatever I want, back off. But you know what? That's the thing. What I hate these people who want to try to tell me that back off me because I can say whatever I want. Yes, but it is also a two-way street. Now, I don't think people should send you death threats. That's bullshit. Or like talk about how like I'm going to rape you. That's even worse. But what I'm saying is you cannot say something and be on a television program like The View where you're going to give your view. Notice, again, I did air quotes and sprained my eyeballs with an eye roll. With The View. But it's like, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't just be able to allow to say whatever the fuck you want and then not think that somebody's gonna come on the flip side and be able to say what they want back to you. It's the same thing. And people always want to like try to use that shit. But no, it's a two-way street. If you want to go out there and say your opinion, you're fully entitled to. I will fight till the death that people should be able to say whatever the hell they want. But that does not absolve you from the ramifications of that statement. You get that, right? If you can say whatever you want, but I am also allowed to form my own opinion and let you know what I think about what you just said. And that is what Apatow is doing. So no, I hope nobody backs off. I hope they fucking pound this bitch into the ground until she can't take it anymore and finally goes, yes, okay, I get it. I'm an awful, hateful, horrible person for believing this and like trying to throw my trust into somebody who is so untrustworthy at this point. I just can't. I gotta quit talking about this. It's driving me crazy. All my rainbow sparkles, glitter and deliciousness and Dolly Parton feelings have just been ate up by the rage that is Bill Cosby and the shit that he's like gotten away with for so long, which finally at 77 he's finally getting his comeuppance and good. And now where's he doing all of his like gobbledygook speech, like none of it? You don't hear any of it because you know why? You busted. You're a stone cold mother trucking busted, and it was a good thing I broke the fuck up with you when I did, because if I was doing it now I'd feel like a complete idiot. So whoopee, one last time, pull your mother trucking head out of your mother trucking ass and quit being a mouth breathing moron. Okay? I used to like you. I want to keep liking you. We are not broke the fuck up yet, but we are borderline broke the fuck up. Okay, sister? Just know this. I'm looking at a picture of her as I say this right now. There's a lot of conviction in that. If you didn't hear it in my voice, you would have seen it in my eyeballs. I'm just saying this out. All right, we're moving on. Something else more. Ooh, this story. Let's get to this story, because how much time we got left here on the Hollywood Hick? I ran my mouth again too long about some of this nonsense. And, oh, well, whatever. We might get to that. Like, y'all know that freaking also another celebrity is about to get into a world of trouble. What's that? That Jared dude from the Subway commercials getting investigated for child pornography, which I'm reserving judgment until they come out and say he did it, because it seems like they're investigating him because that dude that ran his charity got busted for child pornography shit. And so now they're like, they've got reason to believe that maybe he did it, because apparently this Jared dude ran a giant porn rental business out of his dorm room in college, which actually I think is brilliant. But apparently he had like a vast collection of pornography tapes back before the interwebs was a thing and you could just click on it. And he would like rent them for a dollar a day or whatever. And like he ran a booming business of porn. So that leads me to think there's some reason. But if it's all legal porn, then it's legal porn. But I'm going to reserve judgment until they come back and say, because I don't want to presume somebody's guilty. Because he's not like Cosby, where it's been 49 people are accusing him. It's just this dude had done it. And then some woman says that he told her that he thought middle school girls were hot. And whatever. I didn't hear it. I haven't heard the tape of it. So I don't know what his inflection, tone, any of that shit is. But we're going to be following this case. It's not really much to tell at the moment anyway, from what I understand. They went in there, but apparently like they were fixing to brand him on Subway, which they took him off of all the Subway stuff, of course. But he was supposed to start to be branded as some kind of family guy, because that's like the new push for all the fast food restaurants, is they want everybody to think that they're family establishments. And yeah, so freaking Jared was about to be a family man when next thing you know, the feds bust in his door looking for his computers, trying to find some child pornography. So this is going to be into motherfucking resting, right? Completely interested. All right, so this is another story that I had talked about a while back, right? Because it is just, it's also nuts. Because I talked about, there was this story about where this really rich dude was getting blackmailed by a gay porn star, right? And the dude had got like $500,000 out of him and like $100,000 car, like more than $100,000 car, I think some fancy ass car. Then wanted $1 million, and then that's when he got busted. The dude went to the popo and the feds busted him and all of this. But all this shit has come out where this dude was having all kind of sexy time orgies and stuff like that. Like, and good for him. But the thing is, okay, this is my thing. All right, I'm gonna tell you the story. Basically, what happened is this. I got this off of the Smoking Gun, but it's been on other stuff too. And there's one website, but I don't encourage you to click on it unless you want to see a lot of gay pornography in the on the sides and then the pictures being completely explicit. But there's this website called something like Straight Up Gay Porn, I think, but it's like STR. The number 8 gay porn, something like that. And it's like a gay porn news sort of thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But something clicked, maybe told me to click on it today when I was looking at a story about it. And I did. It's full of like peckers and butt sex. So if you can't handle that, do not click on that shit, okay? I'm just saying. But whoever runs that website has been following this thing, and he's actually got the best account of how this shit has gone down, because there's like a dozen or so porn stars that were like in this dude that was trying to like hook up with all the time, and he would pay him for money. Apparently, he'd have fly I'm in from wherever, and then they do sexy times, and then he'd send them on their way with an envelope full of cash money, right? But and then there's like a twist to this too. It's really kind of interesting. So basically what happened was, this dude, his real name is Teofil Brank, but he goes by the name I can't remember now. They don't put it in here. I forget what it is. Jarrett Wentworth. That's what it is. I remember. Jarrett Wentworth. That's his gay porno name, right? But basically, a federal jury today convicted him of extorting $500,000 and a luxury car from the business tycoon. His name is something Burns. What is his first name? I can't remember. I can't find it on here. Whatever. We'll get to it. But it's something Burns. Donald Burns. There it is. Donald Burns, right? So, who had paid the hush money payments when threatened with exposure of his paid sexual encounters with the accused shakedown artist. So, and then what had happened was, this Burns fella went to the FBI. Now, this is the part I don't understand, and maybe somebody can clarify it. So if you know, tweet me it, or go to the Facebook page and tell me. So you can tweet me at the H Wood Hick, or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick, post the shit on there. But, so this Burns dude goes to the feds and says, like, this dude is shaking me down for all this money because I had, like, hired him for gay sexy times. Well, it turns out he had hired a lot of dudes for gay sexy times. So why he basically confesses. Why can I not think of the word confess? I couldn't do it. So he basically confessed to all of this purchasing of hookers, but nothing is coming to that on him. Like, that to me, like, whatever. And I guess it's not as big of an offense as extortion, but still, it's like you are admitting to committing a crime. But maybe to catch this dude, he'd got some kind of like deal. Who knows? Whatever. But apparently, after they deliberated for like 2 hours, a U.S. District Court panel in Los Angeles found Teofil Brank, 25, who actually, and this is the thing, though, I do not want to call this dude a porn star. He is very good looking. Yes, he has a really pretty body. Yes, but you know what? I have seen videos he is in, and that motherfucker cannot suck dick to save his life. So what kind of porn star can't suck dick to save their life? Every time I click on a porn, the dude don't know how to suck a dick worth of shit, then I am moving on to one who does. And this dude was the most boring, sexy time dude ever. I don't even know why this dude paid him so much money. He is pretty, but he is not good in bed. I don't care how pretty you are. If you can't suck dick, there ain't no point in making a porn. That's just the way it is. Move on. And all these supposedly straight dudes who do gay porn, if you put a dick in your mouth, or you put your dick in an ass, or put your face in an ass, you are not straight. Bisexual, maybe, but you are not straight. I don't care what nobody says. That's just the way I feel about that shit. But it goes on. So Brank's been in custody since March. He faces a maximum of 53 years in prison for this shit when he is sentenced in September. So I wonder, does he have to stay in jail till September? Probably, because that's where he's going anyway. Might as well get that time served in, right? But according to court records and transcripts, Brank threatened to post incriminating photos of Burns to Twitter, along with embarrassing information about the businessman's sexual past, unless he had received hefty hush money payments. And in response to the threats, Burns initially wired him the $500,000 from his Goldman Sachs account into Brank's bank account, and also gave the porn star, it is a $180,000 Audi R8. That is what he got from him. That's the kind of car. So that's a fancy ass car. I would never drive a $180,000 car in this town. I would be scared every minute of every day that somebody is going to ding that and it's going to cost me a fortune. No. But then this Brank fella, like I said, he demanded another million mother trucking dollars, y'all, from this fool. Another $1 million and a condo. That was it. I forgot that part. And a condo in return for his continued silence. He got greedy. Mother trucker got greedy. That's what happened. But Burns testified at the trial that he paid Brank and several other porn actors for sex. See, he admitted to criminal activity. Why is he not at least getting in trouble for that? You know, he also admitted paying some of the men referral fees for introducing him to other sexual partners. Burns told jurors that that his paid liaisons were a way to have sexual contact without commitment, and I had the resources to do it. I believe that. If I had the resources, I might even do it myself. Except for this was the mistake you made, dude. You got the pretty ones. You don't always get the super pretty ones. They're not as good in sexy times. You get the ones that are just below pretty because they've had to work for it, so they know what they're doing. So you're going to get better sexy times out of it. It's just how that shit works. But I mean, he went on. He also claimed that the encounters were a way for him to cope with the demise of a lengthy relationship. Bullshit. I call bullshit on that. No, you wanted to have sexy times with a porn star. A lot of people want to do that. A lot of people fantasize about doing that. I have done that. It's not really all it's cracked up to be. Unbeknownst to me, on the flip side, by the way, but still, I done it. So he went on, blah, 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 blah. Burns told George that his paleanzones were a way to have, blah, blah, blah. I just said that. I'm like repeating myself all over the place today, ain't I? Sorry, y'all. And I ain't even drunk. I can't even blame it on the booze. But he also claimed that the encounters were a way for him to cope with the, I just read twice. I just said, quit reading shit you already read. And then I go read shit I already read, right? Ridiculous. But this Justin Griggs, oh, then this another dude, Justin Griggs, this is where it gets good. One of the escorts paid by Burns testified yesterday that the businessman flew him and other young men to his Palm Beach and Nantucket homes, where it was really just hanging out, surfing, grilling out, going to dinner, and then we would have sex. Group sex. And then Burns was a regular on the society circuit, made his fortune through blah, 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 telecommunication shit with Magic Jack and stuff, blah, 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 blah. But that's it. But then what happened was, because this Justin Griggs fella, right? Well, they come out, they were started asking him questions because he had to tell the truth on that. So this dude told them that, like, basically, okay, this is what. So then it goes on to another one. So that, like, this one is like a gay porn star who moonlighted as a paid escort recently told FBI agents that he did not want to discuss the details of his relationship with guess who? David Geffen. So this Griggs guy didn't only get it on with that Burns fella, but David Geffen had him as a kept boy, but added that he was scared of him because he was very powerful and hesitance grew out of a fear for his own safety. Right? So this is what it says. So appearing yesterday as a government witness for the extortion trial of another porn star hooker, fucking Teofil Banks, the one who's going to jail for Lord knows how long for like some major extortion, dumbass McDummerson, right? But Justin Griggs referred to Geffen, who is 72 years old, by the way, during the cross-examination, because what had happened was, where we get to the district, during his testimony in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, Griggs told jurors that the 51-year-old Burns flew him and other young men to hunt. Well, we just went through all of that. Again, I'm reading shit again, but this is a different article, by the way. So I had to click over to something else. So I didn't even know I'd already read it until I started reading it. So I'm not going to take blame for this one. But when the lawyer asked Griggs if Burns had also given him money for dental work, the escort said the cash had come from another friend of mine. Then referring to an FBI report in an interview Griggs did with agents, the lawyer asked Griggs about statements he had made about not wanting to provide instigators with details about an individual because he was very powerful and he feared for the safety or for his safety if you disclose this here information, right? So that's what happened. So who are you talking about, they asked. And his lawyer objected but was overruled by the judge. And he's like, should I give the name of the person? Yes, David Geffen. And it is unclear from his transcript if Griggs' testimony whether Geffen was the other friend who paid for the escort's dental work. Of course it was. Who else would it have been? Who else would it have been? The dude's cute and young and exactly what David Geffen wants. Because I've heard these stories about David Geffen before. It's not like this is the first time we've ever heard any of this kind of shit before. It's ridiculous. But after listening to Geffen's name, they moved on to further questions about Griggs' relationship with this Burns fella, and that's where the hooker said he originally sent Griggs a text message asking, do you want to meet a wealthy person and make some money? And that's how he ended up doing this kind of shit. So this shit has done gone nuts. David Geffen done got dragged into it. When will people learn? You just, like, hookers are not to be trusted, y'all. Hookers are in no way, shape, or form to be trusted. I'm just saying is all. It's just too much. Sometimes it's just too mother trucking much, right? Well, we are getting right here to the end of the Hollywood Hick program today. I thank everybody for listening here on the Hollywood Hick program. And on the way out of here, I told y'all I am borderline about to break up with Whoopi Goldberg earlier in the program, right? Well, I have done decided that I am officially broke the fuck up with One Kid Rock. I love me some Kid Rock. He used to be one of my guilty pleasure favorites. His songs are good. I like Southern Rock. He kind of moved from that like Southern Rock rap stuff, which wasn't my favorite, into like actually making some decent Southern Rock music. And I've seen him live a couple of few times, and he actually puts on a great live show, right? But because he's from Detroit. This is the other thing I don't get. Okay, basically, people are asking him, say, like, yo, dude, since there's all this nonsense going on about the Confederate flag, how about you just quit being a dick and take it down? Don't hang it behind your stage anymore. Don't do any of that untoward nonsense that everybody hates, right? South Carolina even came to their senses, dude. But his response was, please tell the people who are protesting to kiss my ass. Ask me some questions. You know, no, the question I'm going to ask you is, why you got to be such a dick, motherfucker? We were friends. I liked you. You had good music. I used to go to your concerts with my buddies. We had fun. I went to one down in Orange County, Drunker and Cootie Brown. Had a blast. Had to sneak in because I lost my ticket, which, by the way, is easy to do at that amphitheater down in Orange County because nobody was paying any attention. I just walked right by where people were entering and just kept on trucking, even though I had paid for a ticket, so I didn't feel bad. I just lost it somewhere in the bathroom or something because I was drunk. That's basically what it boils down to. A Hollywood hick was drunk and he lost his ticket, and so he had to resort to shenanigans to get his ass in. Thank God I could kind of remember the section I was sitting in with my friends, and then I found them and everything was good. But Lord knows where it was. And then the funny thing is, 2 days later, I found it in my pocket. That's how drunk the Hollywood hick was. It was a good, good, fun time, y'all. Also, this is the other thing. Kid Rock, you are from Michigan. That is the South that that flag is from, not Michigan. So basically, you are using it without reason anyway. You are not a Southerner. You don't have any claim to the Confederate flag really at all whatsoever. And you're bugging the shit out of me. Just take it down. Even I took it off of my Phantom of the Grand Ole Opry costume, right? I took it off of that because I just didn't want to have to deal with it. So basically, what I'm telling y'all is me and Kid Rock broke the fuck up. That's it. And that does it for another edition of the Hollywood Hick. Thanks for listening here on the Crab Diving Network. Like I said, follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also, follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, doo, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo-lam.